1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. From music and a parade in Houston to events in other cities to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Here in front of Ebenezer Baptist Church and just around the corner from the King Center, I run into Jen, who is visiting from Texas.
Seems like smart to go to the historical site.
I also see Carolyn and Jerry, both with coffee in hand, and they tell me it's very important for them to be here today, even though Jerry's worked all night.
I'm doing an all-nighter.
You're coming on.
And all day.
Yes, we do. Yes, we want to honor him.
Michelle Wright for CBS News, Atlanta.
And for many others, it's a day of service on this federal holiday. The White House indicates there are no visitor logs for President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Republicans have demanded information on who's been there since the disclosure that documents marked as classified turned up. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
They've certainly gotten a lot of criticism for their decision not to disclose any of this for 2 months. And that may be why the president's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, came out with a statement over the weekend trying to explain that decision. He said they were trying to balance the importance of public transparency with the need to protect the investigation's integrity.
Well, six people dead after gunshots in Goshen, California. Some victims found in and around a home, others in the streets.
Two of the victims, tragically, the whole situation is tragic. But we have a 17-year-old mother and a six-month-old child.
And Sheriff Mike Boudreau says there are at least two suspects in the case. Also in California, a new round of rain and snow. This woman in Santa Cruz County has been clearing mud for days from her home.
Our backs are hurting. My feet are killing me. It's disgusting, you know. The mud is so unbearable.
In Ukraine, rescue crews are still at work clearing debris from a Russian missile attack over the weekend that destroyed an apartment building in Dnipro. The death toll now stands at 40. More than two dozen are listed as missing. The UN says 7,000 civilians have died since the Russian invasion began 11 months ago. Italian actress Gina Lola Brigida has died. In the 1950s, she took her international fame to Hollywood.
Hello?
Lisa. It's wonderful to hear your voice again.
I was just going to write you a letter.
There's no need to.
She got the moniker the most beautiful woman in the world after the title of one of her movies. Gina Lola Brigida was 95 years old. Wall Street is quiet today. The stock market closed in observance of the King holiday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
I'm an addict. If football's on TV, I'm watching. And when I'm watching, there's only two things that will get me out of my recliner. And one of those is a trip to the buffet table. Ours always includes grilled brats and hot dogs on Village Hearth buns. At halftime, we bring out a huge platter of cold cut sandwiches made on Country Hearth multigrain bread. Baked right here in the Midwest, Country Hearth and Village Hearth breads and buns are always fresh and delicious.
Touchdown! Yes! Yes!
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Ice fishing fans should be extra cautious this year because of the warm start to the new year. Adam Strelo, a marine conservation warden for the Wisconsin DNR, tells WISN-TV 4 inches of ice is generally safe for a person to walk on, and never go out on the ice alone. Democrats are speaking out against the flat tax proposal Republicans rolled out Friday. Madison State Senator Melissa Agard said it doesn't help the people in Wisconsin who need it most. Right now, the progressive tax rate goes from about 3.5% up to almost 7.7%. The flat tax proposal would make everyone's state income tax rate 3.25% by 2026. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Wausau to tour their new water treatment facility on Friday. She was part of a group that helped Wausau in their fight against PFAS. Wausau and Rib Mountain will both receive more than $1.6 million in federal funds to deal with PFAS issues. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 37 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered rain showers likely. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows around 32, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. 2 to 4 inches of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for joining us today during your lunch hour, unless you aren't working today, which yep. A lot of people are not.
My husband's off.
I think most of the people in my life are off, but I am here. You are here, and we are going to have a great show.
Absolutely.
We are having a great show.
Yes, we are.
But for this hour, I thought we'd spend some time talking about Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King Day, some of the reflections about him, some things you maybe didn't know, some things happening around at least this area. If there's things happening around your area that you want to promote, 844-967-2789. But as we said, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is a federal holiday. And, you know, it's meant to reflect on the civil rights leader's legacy of equality and social justice. But it's also the only federal holiday designated by Congress as a national day of service. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's the only one. And so because a lot of people have today off, the people are encouraged to spend the day doing something to help their community or have a positive impact on other people. And so at least for Mike and I today are going to give blood.
Oh, good for you.
So our friends over at New Barons Brewing down in the Harbor District are doing a blood drive today. And so we're doing that later today.
That's great.
I often feel like sometimes I wouldn't know on a whim sometimes what to do for a day of service. There's so many, I mean, it's almost like an overwhelm, right? Of like, where do you start if you're like, I want to do something. And so what do you have a go-to as far as volunteering or something that you feel like,
but it's just
touches in the things that you care about that you're like, this is, if I were to volunteer, this is what I like doing.
It's just hard to jump into something like that for one day.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to volunteer at the Humane Society, but I can't show up tomorrow, you know, later this afternoon and say, I'm here for you. What do you want me to do? It just doesn't work like that with a lot of organizations. So it can be as simple as picking up garbage in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really simple things.
Which is, we had extra tall order here today because it is raining.
It is raining.
But I think on a random day,
Picking
up garbage is a good thing. But yeah, if you have ideas for either today or I think in general, kind of what are some good, you don't need training. Because I think sometimes there's certain really good organizations that sometimes volunteers are more work than help because you have to train them.
Sure.
And there's certain processes and there's certain stuff that it doesn't always, volunteers don't necessarily plug in well. Or even as we were talking about last week with the Ronald McDonald House and the volunteers there, I would imagine that there's some kind of training or program that you have to go through or even background checks if you're going to be in the house with these families and stuff. And so I would love to know, what are some simple ideas that you have as far as if you're going to spend a day doing service or trying to make a small impact, what are some easy things that you can plug into and be a part of? So If you have ideas on that, 844-967-2789. Give us a call or a text, and we will read those suggestions on air. But I'm sure across the state there is programming that's happening for today. But one of the things I thought sounded really interesting and something that you can do from anywhere because it's online is Something to Say, which is a program to encourage conversations about racism. So Race and Faith and the Jewish Community Relations Council of the Milwaukee Jewish Federation are collaborating to celebrate King's legacy with an online learning experience over the King holiday weekend. So it's called Something to Say, and it's a self-guided learning course that recognizes the power of families to influence change and encourage conversations about racism. So that this year's course is expanded to include anti-Semitism due to the rise of white nationalism and hate crimes against Jewish people. But the online learning experience includes a video, discussion guides, and opportunities to engage with others, followed by an intergenerational online panel and discussion. So I thought that sounded good because you don't necessarily have to, because this show reaches a lot of different parts of the state.
Yeah.
And since it's online, so you can find out more about the streaming options at raceandfaith.org. So that's and spelled out, not the symbol.
Right.
But I thought that sounded like a good thing that you can do from anywhere. And so I think there's other things going around in Milwaukee. I saw some things happening in Madison, but obviously a day to remember and a day to celebrate. And one of the things I saw this morning, which I loved, from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, is there is an essay contest. And I guess this is an annual essay contest.
This is a pretty big deal, I think.
Yeah. And so it's fourth through 12th grade. And so it's different. It's five different categories. So it's fourth and fifth graders, sixth graders, seventh and eighth graders, ninth and 10th graders, and then 11th and 12th graders in different categories. And students all over Milwaukee submit their essay as a reflection of Martin Luther King. And in the Journal Sentinel, they published the first through third places for each category. And so they're all really good. So I highly recommend going over to JS Online. And it's the title of the article is "We Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far: Martin Luther King Jr. Student Essay Contest Winners Share Visions for Peace." And so you can go read all of them there. But I thought I'd spend some time reading the one that really stood out to me. And so this was first place. His name is Mahogany Hill. It's a girl. Mahogany Hill, fifth grade. And she goes to Samuel Clemens Elementary. And I just love the start. And it's so simple. "Have you ever put a puzzle together? It feels good when all the pieces fit together and the puzzle is complete. However, when pieces are missing, we feel disappointed. This is what's happening in our world today. We have the ability to create the world that Dr. King sacrificed his life for. We have the power to make his dream a reality, but the puzzle pieces that we need to make this happen are missing. We need your puzzle pieces marked peace. We need to get rid of violence of any kind. We must fight for stronger laws against reckless driving, which is causing violence in our streets. We need to stop spending so much money to fight wars and make weapons which kill people. We must not allow people to use their hate-filled words to cause violence against each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked love. It must never be acceptable to live in a world where it is all right to hate or separate anyone because of the color of their skin. It is never all right to hate someone because they are different from us. If love is equally distributed to everyone, peace can be shared. Empathy, acceptance, being the bigger person, and respecting each other are ways that we love each other. We need your puzzle pieces marked collaboration. We will live in a more peaceful world when we start talking and brainstorming together. We can't ignore each other because we don't agree. We must understand why we disagree and find ways to work together for everyone's good. I challenge each person to find their missing puzzle pieces. When we assemble our pieces, we will be closer to having the peace that Dr. King wanted for us all. We didn't come this far to only come this far. Dr. King reminds us that completing our puzzle will not be easy, but he tells us to pick up with our pieces of courage. Every piece, big and small, is needed. Our puzzle for world peace is waiting for your piece."
Isn't
that so good? It's a fifth grader.
That's really, really well done.
Oh my God. gosh, this is the metaphor of the puzzles. And she's so cute too. And they, so they have a picture of all of the winners, and there's so, I mean, they're, and they all kind of just kind of take a different angle. Obviously there's themes throughout all of them, of the same themes of Dr. Martin Luther King, of peace and love and
justice,
war and justice and equality. And, but I don't think this is the first time, this is the first year that I read through all of them. I'm not sure I've read through all of them since moving back, but this is such a great, and what a great recognition to be a kid and have your essay in the newspaper.
It just reminds me of the optimism of youth.
Yeah.
It's very hopeful.
It is very hopeful.
And we need that.
But it's also a recognition, I think, when you, especially the little kids, you know, I think high schoolers, you start to become an adult, but of the little kids, of having such awareness of what's going on in their community. Because this has not been a, this has been a hard year in Milwaukee.
Definitely.
And, you know, how much they are aware and how much little kids are just sponges, and it's not, it doesn't just go over their head. And them addressing, even the little ones, things that are happening in their neighborhoods and their, and how that conflates with the messaging of Dr. Martin Luther King, this day, and ideally where people's energy is going towards trying to make things a little bit better.
Find your puzzle piece.
Find your puzzle piece. Now I have this like image of all the different puzzle pieces, like named like collaboration and
yeah, me too, right? And, empathy.
And empathy, and like they all have to fit together for things to be a little bit better. And you are disappointed when that missing puzzle piece, I'm not a big puzzler, but the couple times, if there's a missing puzzle piece, you don't have the gratification of finishing it. Even if you finished it with all the pieces that you have, you're like, ah, that hole, it's missing. So it's not actually done.
It's not complete. But,
all right. Well, when we come back, I found, you know, some facts about Dr. King that maybe you didn't know. Maybe you did know. The biggest one to me is what franchise he was a very big fan of that I didn't know. Because, you know, you'd hear some of the things like his speeches that are overlooked, or his work with poor people, and but specifically, you don't, you.
This is a restaurant franchise?
No, a entertainment franchise.
Interesting.
So, noodle on that. Do you have any initial guesses of what would have been?
Give me a couple more minutes.
All right, you think about it at home. You think about it. What entertainment series franchise was Dr. King a big fan of that I didn't know until I checked out some little known facts about MLK? All right, well, we're going to take another break. Stick around for that. When we come back, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Players only love you when they're playing. Women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right, I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth advocate programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane Matinere is on the board. We are talking about Dr. King on MLK Day. So do you have any guesses?
I'm going to take a stab and say Star Trek.
Good guess.
Really?
Yeah. So the story is actually really interesting. So this segment, we're going to do some of the little known facts about MLK. This one was really interesting, and it's probably, once you hear the rest of the story, you're like, oh, it makes more sense. So, excuse me if I pronounce any of this wrong. So, Nichelle Nichols,
yes,
actress, better known as the original Lieutenant Nyota Uhura?
Uhura.
I'm obviously not a Trekkie. She was in Star Trek, and black actress, black character, and she was once introduced to someone claiming to be her biggest fan, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
And she had resigned from her groundbreaking role on Star Trek just days before they met. And they met at an award ceremony. And when she informed Dr. King that she planned to leave the show, she told the Television Academy Foundation that he was adamant that she could not abandon the iconic role. And this is what she said. He said, "For the first time on television, we will be seen as we should be seen every day, as intelligent, quality, beautiful people who can go into space. I just stood there realizing every word he was saying was the truth. At that moment, the world tilted for me." And then she would continue in the role for multiple years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
It really is. And I had to look up when Star Trek, the original TV series, started. It was in 1966.
So it was right before he died.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a couple of years that it was on the air before he was killed.
So that means she was in the original cast.
Oh, yeah.
Like okay. And I wonder why she would have resigned only after a season or two.
There wasn't enough to do.
Yeah.
As an actor, I mean, all of those peripheral characters, except for Spock and Bones, they didn't get a lot of lines. They weren't big parts of the plot always. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're more of a bit player. So I think as the seasons went on, more of those characters got utilized. But it must have been kind of boring the first season or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're one of those secondary characters.
But it's also, I mean, because of the time, it's not like there was a ton of other work.
No,
for
that's
black
true.
Actresses.
I mean, Gene Roddenberry was really visionary.
Yeah.
He really was.
Oh, that's so cool. So I love that story. But then some of the other things, this is only the 37th year we've celebrated Martin Luther King Day. It was 1986. So the year I was born was the first recognition and celebration of Martin Luther King Day. And it wasn't until 2000 that all 50 states actually recognized
it. Oh, I remember that.
So I was too young to. So what was the story there? And who were the states that were holding out? And didn't they get like federal funding? Weren't they basically denied some federal funding until they actually recognized the day?
That might be reasonable to assume. And I would assume, and I don't know this off the top of my head, but I would assume most southern states did not want to recognize MLK Day.
And I don't know. I remember hearing about that it was, you know, there was, but I was so young then, but what the conditions were, which states were holding out and why, and what pressure was put on them to finally actually recognize the day. But some of the other facts that I thought were interesting. His birth name was Michael King. Did you know that?
Not Martin. No, I did not know that.
He was named after his father, Martin King. But 6 years later, King's father visited Germany and learned about Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reformation. And he said to have been so inspired that he returned home and officially changed both his eldest son's name, both his name and his eldest son's name to Martin Luther.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
That is.
He was arrested more than 25 times. And so in the 13 years, he was a civil rights leader. He was arrested 30 times, and largely for misdemeanors and civil protest violations, according to the King Center. And not only that, but he was also survived previous assassinations, which I guess I didn't know. But in 1958, he was approached by a mentally ill woman as he signed copies of his latest book. And the woman verified that he was indeed King before stabbing him with a 7-inch blade.
Wow.
And the doctor said he was a sneeze away from death. But then after he learned that she was mentally ill, he said, "I bear no bitterness toward her," and instead called for her to receive treatment. And then this is also really sad. His mother was also assassinated. Did you know that?
No.
On 1974, 6 years after his assassination, a 23-year-old man shot and killed King's mother, Alberta Williams King, while she was playing the organ during his service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Oh, that's awful.
The shooter was found guilty and sentenced to death, but he was later resentenced to life in prison in part because the King's family opposition to the death penalty.
Wow. What an amazing amount of grace.
Oh, my God. Well, and this is a fun one that I think this actress talked about it earlier this year. The King family paid for Julia Roberts' birth. The Julia Roberts. Did you know this?
We've talked about it once before.
I didn't. On this show, we did?
I think we did.
Oh, I don't know if we talked
otherwise,
about it.
I have
seen a video about it of her talking with Gail King, and it went viral not this year, 2022. But she said the King family paid for my hospital bills, which is because her family was in a bit of a jam. And so I think that connection is so wild.
Her parents had some connection with him.
Yeah. But it's one of the tricks that happens to us with learning about the civil rights movement is that it wasn't that long ago. And that the pictures in black and white and how it's represented in history books makes us feel like it was so long ago.
Not that long ago.
But in reality, like, you were alive. You were a kid, but you were alive when most of this was happening.
Well, when he was assassinated, I was 8.
Yes. And so it is a good reminder that within many people's lifetimes who are still alive, this all was going down. So when we come back, a little bit more about the Poor People's Campaign, because I always think that's an interesting part that's over.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WiscCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WiscCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WiscCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebrations are going on all over Wisconsin today. The oldest official state celebration is at the State Capitol Rotunda in Madison. Milwaukee's annual King Day celebration is at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. There are also events from Kenosha to Eau Claire and La Crosse to Wausau. All events are free and open to the public. A vehicle was found partially submerged in a pond on January 15th near 1600 Robin Lane in the township of Linwood. The Portage County Sheriff's Department found one person dead in the vehicle. It seems the vehicle had been in the pond for several days before it was found. They suspect it may have been driven into the water intentionally. They are investigating, but the situation is not considered to be suspicious. In sports, the Bucks host Indiana this afternoon. Tampa Bay hosts Dallas in the NFL playoffs tonight. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 37 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered rain showers likely. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, lows around 32, cloudy skies. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. 2 to 4 inches of snow Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Oh, you can always listen to the other parts that you missed as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. While you're there, rate and review us, because that is an important thing to do.
It
as
is.
Far as people finding our show and
spread the word,
spreading the word about our show. So as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789.
Got a couple of texters checking in from the 323. Oh, we were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. was stabbed before he was assassinated.
Yeah.
And I don't know that this is accurate, but this is what the 323 says, that King had to go to a Catholic hospital because the other hospitals would not take people of color. And when we were talking about Uhura, Nichelle Nichols, who was the actress who Dr. King changed her mind from leaving the show,
yeah.
Tom from West Dallas says there was a controversy on Star Trek when Captain Kirk kissed her.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that too.
Because when did the Loving come down? The 70s?
Might have been early 70s.
When interracial marriage was considered a constitutional right.
That was Loving versus Virginia, right?
Uh-huh. I feel like it was early 70s.
1967.
Oh, there you go. Earlier than I thought. Well, one of the things I always... Because this is always a day where politicians tweet out and use quotes, MLK quotes to be part of the day. And in the last couple years, there are people try to take his words and spin them for their narrative and try to paint him in the way that we revere him now. That's not always fully accurate as to who he was and what he stood for. And especially the crossing, like he was becoming more radical approaching his death. And he was also incorporating more work that was beyond just civil rights and racial equality, but specifically starting to hone in on poor people in general and the Poor People's Campaign. And so when politicians like Ron DeSantis invokes King's words when he was proposing the Stop Woke Act, or Mitch McConnell referencing King's speech when he won re-election in 2020, despite the fact that he opposed reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act, or Kevin McCarthy tweeted in 2021, critical race theory goes against everything Martin Luther King Jr. taught us.
Well, going back to DeSantis, they can't even teach about Dr. Martin Luther King in Florida anymore, can they?
I think they passed the Don't Say Gay bill. I don't know what they ended up passing as far as
the
scary CRT.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's just important to remember, especially when we talk about movements of today that are happening across the spectrum of certainly BLM and different abolitionist groups that are trying to change criminal justice reform and all the different things, Colin Kaepernick, as far as the ideas of people who do not have the majority in favorability of the people today that sometimes are controversial, but you have to stay so tuned in to what your mission is and what the bigger goal is that you don't care that there is inevitably going to be a swath of people who do not like you and who have thoughts on how you're going about trying to make change. And just a reminder for everyone, that's exactly what was the reality for Martin Luther King when he was alive. And so the fact that he is now a beloved historical figure who has a national holiday commemorating his birthday was not something that was obviously going to happen at his death.
No.
And during the 1960s, he was a very divisive figure. The last Gallup poll to ask about his popularity during his lifetime, taken in 1966, so less than 2 years before he died, found his unfavorable rating was at 63%.
Wow.
This included 39% of Americans who gave him a -5 rating on a scale, with -5 being least favorable and +5 being most favorable. In the middle of 1964, when Congress was in the midst of passing many of the landmark civil rights laws, King's favorable rating was at just 44%. And his unfavorable rating was 38%. And perhaps even more revealing is that a lot of white Americans thought King was doing more harm than good for the right for civil rights. Because if he would just...
Be quiet.
You know, that's not the right way to protest. Like, where have we heard that before? So in a 1966 Harris poll, 50% of white Americans indicated that he was hurting the civil rights effort. And a mere 36% said he was helping. And his favorable rating among them was 27% in 1968.
Wow.
So, just a reminder, when he was alive, he was not revered and beloved in the way that people, especially the people who invoke his quotes and his speeches today, would like to remember. Well, we just should be more like Martin Luther King in the way that you protest. And but one of the other things I think is interesting and looked over is his fight for equality for everyone. That it wasn't just about, I mean, largely, of course, so much was about racial disparities and the right to vote and the right to ride a bus and the right to be seen as a human being. But also, he was, his larger like philosophy, and he was a philosopher, was an opposer to war. He was very against the Vietnam War, capitalism, classism, misogyny, and largely his efforts to uplift poor people and narrow the nation's class divide was what he was focused on in the last couple of years of his life. In Memphis, when he was killed in 1968, he was there supporting striking sanitation workers, like garbage men and like poor people. And I think it's so interesting because it reminded me of, have you heard of the book, The Sum of Us?
I have.
Have you read it?
I haven't.
Oh, read it or listen to it. I listened to it on Audible. So The Sum of Us is not written by him. It is written by a researcher. Her name's Heather McGee, and she's done a bunch of different like works. Like I feel like she's worked in like large economic forums and stuff. And she's a pretty, and if you saw her face, you might recognize her, but The Sum of Us came out in early 2021, and it was her, I think the book starts, if I remember correctly, of why can't we have nice things? And so much of it, at least the story in this country, is because of racism. Because in reality, racism hurts all of us. And in the book, it explores the actual cases where people chose racism to uphold the racial structure rather than policies and public goods that would have been good for everyone. So in the effort to just exclude Black people, we won't have public pools. To exclude Black people, we won't have stronger unions. To exclude Black people, we won't have universal health care. And she goes through, each chapter is dedicated to one of these kind of historical things as far as like what we lose when we buy into the zero-sum paradigm. And that the idea that progress for some only comes at the expense to others. And it was so good. It was such a good book. And I think that is largely what so often we talk about as far as like the divide and conquer. And the reality, when we think about the divisions between races here, is very beneficial for the the owners of society.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
We're a lot easier to handle when we're fighting amongst each others than if we were to actually collectively work together on certain policy issues as far as universal health care, workers' rights, more public goods, more public resources, as far as pooling things for the benefit of everyone versus pointing the finger and saying, I'd rather not have it at all if it means that group also gets to have it.
Which is not logical.
No. No, not at all. We're not logical. We don't make... Humans do not... This is the thing with, like, economists, and I think that's largely been debunked now, is the idea that we are logical, rational actors in our own lives, and we're not at all. And so I just... I think it's one of those things, and why it should be mandatory reading. Because she then goes on to, in certain communities where the diversity has actually improved the community, the neighborhood, the city, and understanding that as long as racism is used to divide people, it's going to hurt everybody trapped in poverty, because if they can't unite, they can't change their positions. And in reality, if you still think about to this day, numerically, in just quantitative numbers, not percentages of, but almost twice as many white people in America are trapped in poverty than black people, just as full, like total numbers, right? Which makes sense because there are still more white people than black people. But
there are people who will reject that out of hand.
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
I don't know what to tell you. Those are the numbers.
I know. This is the reality. This is the data. But there will be people who just will refuse. Again, but of course, we have people who refuse gravity exists. So,
and so the I don't know. I just feel like that's always an important thing to remember of all of the different parts of his work, and not just cherry pick the ones that encourage being colorblind and not judging people off the basis of their skin, which is true. We should not do that, but you can't just cherry pick the things that make sense and like infuse them into your argument. And because he's such a revered character now, get away with it because without looking at his entire canon of work and what he stood for and what he wanted and all the puzzle pieces.
Right.
And so,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can't recommend that book enough.
Who is the author again?
Heather McGee. And it came out, it's called The Sum of Us, and it came out in February 2021. So the full title is The Sum of Us, What Racism Costs Everyone and How We Can Prosper Together. And so I love that book, and I think it has a lot of lessons that carry through the idea of how we make a better society for everyone, which again, by the end of his life, is what he was trying to focus on. And it was not just the racial divisions. It was uplifting and uniting poor people across the country into narrowing the wealth gap, which was not even nearly as big as it is now.
It's so much worse now.
And I just think if you have never heard of that before, look up the Poor People's Campaign. And so with that, any other thoughts on Martin Luther King Day before we move on?
We do have a texter who checked in from the 414. While I never had contact with Dr. King unless I was listening to his talks, I remember Father Grappi and the threats and hatred directed towards him and somewhat the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Father Grappi was very much towards open housing and fairness, and especially people who are different from us, both great men, underappreciated even today. My thoughts on MLK Day. Thank you for sharing that, 414.
And yeah, I mean, all the pictures from all the affordable housing marches and stuff, like he was basically arm in arm with like Bella R. Phillips and all of, yeah. And so that's maybe another story for what's just around the corner, Black History Month. All right, well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, 5 more ways to improve your life slightly without really trying. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
That we all can be kings. All can be kings.
Left corner, 3 on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And a quick request, if you like our show, tell your friends. If you like our radio networks or the station closest to you, tell your friends. We are a growing show on a growing network, and we can always use your help spreading the word. Nothing is better than hearing from your friend. You got to check this out.
Word of mouth is really, really valuable.
It is. It is. No matter how many Yelp reviews you leave, just tell your friends.
Yeah.
All right. So we are over halfway through the month, which is...
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
January is just flown.
I don't know where the first 2 weeks went, but we may have to play a little catch up because we are going through The Guardian's 100 Ways to Slightly Improve Your Life Without Really Trying. And how many of these do you think you've adopted so far?
Maybe two.
How's your walks going? Your walks on Monday. It's Monday.
It's raining.
Okay. I stretched this morning.
Did you?
I did.
Well, that's good.
All right. So we are up to number 41. Buy a plant. Think you'll kill it? Buy a fake one.
Well, what's the point of having a plastic plant?
Still looks nice. We just bought it. My mom was in town and we were at Target. And I got to provide a little background. So when I do the show from home, I have a little nice green plant, but then I don't have to worry about killing it because I might.
Well, now you still got to dust it.
That's true. Just like my Christmas tree.
Exactly.
this one. Oh, I don't like this one.
Number
42. Don't have Twitter on your phone.
Ugh.
I understand that that actually would probably improve your life, not even slightly, but by a lot. But that is hard. And only check Twitter when you're on a computer?
I guess.
Could you do that?
No. Although I have thought when I was on Twitter over the weekend, because things are not going well on that platform.
Have you noticed glitches?
Oh, my goodness. Now there's no longer latest tweets. Now it's for you and following. So the for you stuff are all people that I don't follow, have never followed, am not interested in following. So this is all algorithm generated, apparently from what Elon wants you to see.
Well, that's how TikTok works. The for you page is when you just open the app, you don't necessarily follow the things that it's showing you, but those are videos rather than tweets.
Right.
And I haven't noticed that. I would have to check it out.
I just noticed it yesterday.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. Look for that. Again, it's for you and it's following. There's no longer that little symbol, that little star symbol on the upper right-hand corner where you could get to latest tweets. That's gone. So I've been thinking about this. Twitter may ultimately just die.
For you or in general?
I think in general. Not that someone won't try to recreate it in some form, but...
Oh, they're definitely
is it?
Trying that.
Yeah, I know. And what is the one that you have to sign? You were on a waiting list? I signed up 4 months ago for this. I'm still not on.
Post News or something like that?
Something like that. One of those.
I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not going to have Twitter on my phone anytime soon. So I'm going to disregard that one. All right, number 43. If you find an item of clothing you love and are certain you will wear it forever, buy 3.
Really?
I don't know. I guess if there's a pair of shoes that you really love, I can understand that if you can afford it, obviously. But instead of or a sweater or something that inevitably it will wear out. But then by the time it wears out, it'll probably will be out of stock and out of, you know, sure. You can't go back and buy it again.
Well, that's
so if
true.
If you really love it.
If you love it, I guess.
Get a couple. All right.
Get different colors at least.
Maybe. Just be, no, like Steve Jobs it. Just wear the same, they wear the uniform.
Angelina Jolie does the same thing.
What does she wear?
She wears black and beige.
Ah, beige.
I know.
I can get on board with black, but beige is just like, 44. Try taking it. Oh, did we already do this? Did we already talk about cold showers?
Yes. Well, that was your brother.
I know, but I thought that was on this list. Number 44 is try taking a cold shower 30 seconds to 2 minutes before your hot one. It's good for your health, both physical and mental. Oh, we already talked about cold showers because I thought we talked about it with, we did, because number 32 was connect with nature, stand outside barefoot for a few minutes, even when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started talking about cold showers.
Not doing it.
So it's on the list. 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
Maybe 10.
Report back.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then number 5, text to say thank you.
Definitely.
I'm trying to, I put out as I've been working at my home office and getting it organized, which, you know, only ever lasts for about a couple days before there's stuff all over the floor and I'm disorganized and have to go do a cathartic cleanup of trying to keep, I've had them forever, these vintage postcards that are all Superwoman comics.
Wow.
And well, I mean, I don't know, the postcards themselves are not vintage, but it's like it's prints of the vintage comic strip.
Okay.
Or comic, like from the comic books. And I'm trying to keep them on my desk to send more notes to people.
Oh, that's really lovely.
We'll see if I actually follow through. But now that I'm pretty much done with my thank you cards from the wedding, that I was like, this isn't so bad. Of just writing a note, getting mail. My mom is great at that. My mom is great at just sending cards, like thank you cards, thinking of you cards. And so I feel like with a postcard, you don't have to worry about the envelope. You can just, and you can write a couple notes. They're really fun.
That's a great idea.
Comic books. People, and so I'm trying to leave them, instead of having out of sight, out of mind, leave them on my desk so I can see them and be reminded to do that.
No, that's a great idea. There is nothing better than getting stuff in the mail that's not a bill or an advertisement.
I know.
And I really do think that there are generations who are missing out from a love letter you're waiting for from your sweetie across the country. And just that anticipation and then the joy when it finally showed up, there was nothing like it.
Trying to think. I feel like I have some letters from high school. Especially because, I mean, you know what I probably now? I bet kids don't write, I just thought of this. Kids probably don't pass notes in high school, in school.
No, they text.
And they just text now.
Yeah.
I used to have an entire box, a decorated shoebox, of course, with collage and magazine cutouts and whatever. And I would keep all of my notes.
Really?
From middle school and even into high school. We fold them in the triangle football things and how we pass them to each other. And I kept all of them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I don't still have them, I don't think.
That's too bad. It would be priceless to go back and read them.
They may be tucked away somewhere in Wisconsin Rapids in the attic of my parents' house. But I just remembered that. And it makes sense that they don't pass notes. They don't get in trouble for passing notes because they're just texting each other.
And they get in trouble for that.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, David Haynes will be here for the full hour to talk about journalism, Wisconsin, and retirement. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Since you've been mine, getting so much better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
If you talk, we all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription.
and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.